They say the cutest things, too. She's at the age where she says words wrong, but she doesn't mean to, and then it turns out to be super cute. Like, it's so adorable. Like, her mom and I, we were tickling her a little bit, we were playing with her, and she looked up at her mom, and she goes, "Mommy, you have a fuck hole on your face." We looked at each other, we're like, "What did she just say?" And then I looked at her mom, and her mom had a piece of glitter on her forehead. She had a sparkle on her face. She was trying to say sparkle, but it came out clear as day, the other one. Yeah. And I honestly had to correct my daughter. I was like, "Actually, no, she doesn't." No, she used to. And then you came along. And now that right there is a piece of glitter, young lady. That is a mirage on the horizon that you'll never see again. Like, Daddy's being weird. No, that's not what you do. You don't correct your daughter. You want her to say it again, right? I'm like, "You get your phone, I'll get the glitter." I'm like, "There's fuck holes all over this cul-de-sac. Come on. Say it again." I love messing with my daughter. I like tickling her, too. That's like, when I was a kid, I loved getting tickled. You know when you get tickled so much that you couldn't say, you're like, "Stop, stop." And you can't even breathe to say stop. So what I taught my daughter is when I'm tickling her, I'll tickle her a lot. And she'll say, "Stop, stop." And then she'll say, "I love you." And that's when I stopped tickling her. I taught her. I was like, "You say I love you, and then I'll stop tickling you. And it's the cutest thing in the world. I'll tickle her." And then she says, "I love you." And I stop. And then I realize, I'm like, maybe that's not the best idea. I just taught my daughter that her safe word is "I love you."